I've got something here. It's the Holy Mariner. And this is one of the most mystical, this is prayer book of Kabbalah. It's one of the most mystical of the prayers. And it says here, about the tablet, Abdu'l Baha says, study the tablet of the Holy Mariner that you may know the truth. And consider that the Blessed Beauty has fully foretold future events. Let them who receive take warning. After each verse, except the last three of the refrains, glorified be my Lord, be all glories. Well, we'll leave these off. You know. He is the gracious, the well-beloved. O Holy Mariner, bid thine ark of eternity appear before the celestial concourse. The celestial concourse consists of the people that have passed on, that have been with the faith, you know. Launch it upon the ancient sea. The sea here is the sea of the religions of man. And all river leads to the sea. Upon the ancient sea. Where is that? Launch it upon the ancient sea in his name, the most wondrous. And let the angelic spirits enter in the name of God, the most high. This is very, very mystical. And moor it then, that it may sail upon the ocean of glory. This is the vibe before you bah. Happily the dwellers therein may attain the retreats of nearness of the everlasting realm. Having reached the sacred strand, the shore of the crimson sea, this is crimson sea is that of martyrdom, you know. Bid them issue forth and attain the ethereal, invisible station. This is what I'm talking about, your stations. Everybody's got a ethereal and invisible station.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. A station wherein the Lord hath in the flame of his beauty appeared within the deathless tree. This is the tree of life. And the tree of life pertains to the covenant. Wherein the embodiment of his cause cleanse themselves from self and passion. Around which the glory of Moses does circle with everlasting hosts. Wherein the hand of God has drawn forth from his bosom of grandeur. Wherein the ark of the cause remains motionless, even though to its dwellers be declared all divine attributes. O Mariner, teach them that are within the ark that which will have taught thee behind the mystic veil. Perchance they may not tarry in the sacred snow-white spot, but may soar upon the wings of the Spirit under that station which the Lord had exalted above all mention in the world below. The world below is the physical world. May wing through the space even as the favored bird in the realm of eternal reunion. May know the mysteries hidden in the seas of light. Now I want to read the Seven Valleys. And read to the book, The Hidden Words, too.
Yes,
I want you to become spiritual along with
I'm into the those. Truth. Yeah.
They pass the garden of worldly limitations and reach that of the divine unity. And this is one of the seven valleys. First is the valley of search, then the valley of love, then the valley of knowledge, and then the valley of unity. In other words, we go through these stations before we reach the valley of unity. They pass through the grades of worldly limitations and reach that divine unity, the center of heavenly guidance. They desire to ascend unto that state which the Lord has ordained to be above their station, and this is the hands of the faith. They have desired to ascend under that state where the Lord has ordained to be above their station. The hands took over the guardianship. Whereupon the burning meteor cast them out. From them that abide in the kingdom of his presence. They're abiding in the Holy Land. And they heard the voice of grandeur raised from behind the unseen pavilion upon the height of glory. O guardian angels, return them to their abode in the world below. Hell. In other words, it's hell. These that have thought a station above their station and attempt to usurp the guardianship, do away with the kingship, pervert the religion of God, they're going to go to hell. Inasmuch as they have purposed to rise to that sphere which the wings of the celestial dove have never attained, whereupon the ship of fancy stands still, which the minds of them that comprehend cannot grasp. Whereupon the maid of heaven looked out from her exalted chamber, and Baha'u'llah, when he was in the Sea of Child, the maid of heaven, a beautiful maiden, was the spirit that brought the Baha'i faith to Baha'u'llah. Whereupon the maid of heaven looked out from her exalted chamber, and with her brow signed to the celestial concourse. Flooding with light of her countenance the heaven of the earth, the heaven and the earth. And as the radiance of her beauty shone above the people of dust, all beings were shaken in their immortal graves. She then raised the call with no ear through all eternity has ever heard, and thus proclaimed by the Lord, he who has heart hath not the fragrance of the love of the exalted, the glorious Arabian youth, can in no wise ascend unto the glories of the highest heaven. Thereupon she summoned unto herself one maiden from her handmaidens, and she commanded her, descend into space from the mansions of eternity, and turn thou that which they have concealed in the inmost of their hearts. Talking about the people that have crap in their hearts that they call God, you know. Shouldest thou inhale the perfume of the robe from the youth, the robe refers to the revelation of Baha'u'llah, and the youth is Baha'u'llah, and hath been hidden within the tabernacle of light by reason of that which the hands of the wicked have wrought, raise a cry within thyself that all the inmates of the chambers of paradise that are the embodiments of the eternal wealth may have understand and hearken, that they may all come down from their everlasting chambers and tremble and kiss their hands and their feet for having soared into the heights of faithfulness. Perhaps they may find from their robes the fragrance of the beloved one. Thereupon the countenance of the favored damsel beamed above the celestial chambers, even as the light that shineth from the face of the youth above the mortal temple. She then descended with such an adorning as to illumine the heavens and all that there is therein. She bestirred herself and perfumed all things in the hands of the holiness of grandeur. And when she reached that place, she rose to her full height in the midmost heart of creation, which is the Holy Land, and sought to inhale from the fragrance at a time that knoweth neither beginning nor end. She found not in them that which she did desire, and this verily is but one of his wondrous tales. She finds not among these covenant breakers what they are supposed to have. She then cried aloud and wailed and repaired to her own station within her most lofty mansion. And they then gave utterance to one mystic word whispered privily by her honey tongue, and raised the call amidst the celestial concourse and the immortal maids of heaven. By the Lord, I found not from these idle claimants the breezes of faithfulness. The idle claimants are those that have broken the faith. By the Lord, the youth has remained lone and forlorn in the land of exile in the hands of the ungodly. She then uttered within herself such a cry that the celestial concourse did shriek and tremble. And she fell upon the dust and gave up the spirit. It seemed that she was called and hearkened unto him that summoned her into the realm on high. Glorified be he that created her out of the essence of love in the midmost heart of his exalted paradise. And thereupon the maids of heaven hastened forth from their chambers, upon which the countenance of the eye of no dweller in the highest paradise had ever gazed. Glorified be our Lord the Most High. They all gathered around her, and lo, they found her body fallen upon the dust. Glorified be our Lord the Most High. And as they beheld her state and comprehended a word of the tale told by the youth, they bared their heads and rent their garments asunder, beat their faces, forgot their joy, shed tears, and smote with their hands upon their cheeks. And this is verily one of the mysterious grievous afflictions. Glorified be our Lord the Most High. This needs to be studied and meditated on. But it talks about the covenant breaking and taking over the faith by these covenant breakers. And they find nobody on earth at the head of all these religions as worthy.